Time to talk footy. Clancy, Matt and Kimber, pull out the big guns. It's Hayden Ballantyne from the Fremantle Dockers.
Round 10 of the AFL, taking on the Saints tomorrow. He's no saint, but he's a little champ. Ballas, how are you, mate?
Good, guys. Yourself?
Oh, Ballas, look, we're all right, mate. But I tell you what, looking at the game now, Alex Pearce broke his leg last week. David Mundy's out too. So now with Sandilands, Fifey, Bennell, Johnson all injured, I feel like you guys are just getting together to make like a new TV hospital drama or a war movie. Like,
well, there's a lot of money sitting on the sideline, that's for sure.
It's a busy rehab, isn't it, mate?
Like, how can this possibly get harder for you guys than it already is?
Oh, come on, let's not talk about that. That's how it can get easier.
Talk about the positives.
It is challenging, but it also opens up opportunities. Sammy Collins, he's going to play his first game tomorrow, which is going to be good. He's a big boy. I'm sure he can handle Rewald or whoever he's going to play on down back there. So, like I said, it is challenging, but it also opens up opportunity.
Mate, we talked a bit a couple of weeks ago about people making a big fuss about the different grounds and different sizes. Do you like playing at Etihad? Is it different in any way with the roof closed or open?
No, we love playing at Etihad. It's quick deck, suits us, and the conditions are perfect. Once you shut the roof, no wind, no rain, so perfect conditions to play footy. So the only thing you got to get used to is the cold. We got off the plane last night. Mm. It was 6 degrees. It was freezing.
Yeah, it's been a pretty mild kind of start to winter or late autumn here in Perth, mate. Last week at the footy, I hear this voice at half time and it goes, "Hey, Clazy," and I turn around and it's Mick Barlow. And since he came back from the broken leg, I'm so unused to seeing him not out in the field with you guys. But he's back this week.
Yeah, he's back. He had not a bad game at Pure, 44 possessions and 3 goals. So he put his hand up, played really well, and he gets his chance again.
Got to say, Ballas, that footy's got to be one of the most passionate sports for fans in this country. People are all over it. Are you still getting all of the Dockers fans turning up to support you guys, or are people getting a little bit light on?
The crowd was a bit small on the weekend, but I think that was half to do with the rain. It was pouring down with rain, so I think that's why the crowd was a bit small. But we got great supporters. They come and stand up for us, whether we're winning or losing. So we can never knock our fans. They're great for us, and they support us all the time.
Yeah, and mate, tell me, you know, I love Perth, and I'm super glad that I moved back over, Mac, but I do miss me Melbourne and my dumplings. Are you going out for a nice meal this evening?
The dumplings?
Yeah.
You have to take me one of those dumpling houses one day. That'll be nice.
I'd love to, mate. Yeah, for sure.
No, we always eat in-house, so we have meals for us, breakfast, lunch and dinner made for us at the hotel. It's a buffet. It's a bit dangerous, actually, because there's so much food to eat. You gotta have a bit of discipline in what you eat. Don't want to go too hard.
The buffet's all right. I was expecting you to say, oh, we have to eat in-house. It's steamed broccoli and carrots.
Or Subway.
Oh, no. Well, that's basically what it is to choose from, that and a bit of steamed fish as well.
Yeah, you got to keep it in-house. Got to stay safe, mate. And when that torrential downpour and the wind came last week, what's it like when you're out there and you see that coming? It's just footy? It's wet with the game?
Yes, it wasn't that, for us out there playing, it wasn't that cold. A couple of mates said in the grandstand it was freezing cold, but you don't really feel it out in the ground. But the wind's the one that mucks up a bit once you've seen with that goal that I probably shouldn't have kicked.
Yeah, I saw it. I laughed.
It went straight up in the air and then just floated through. So sometimes it can work to your advantage.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Ballas, all the best, mate. Maybe round 10's the one to do the cherry this week. So good luck.
Yeah, hope so. Thanks, guys. See
you. Good on you, buddy.
Hayden Ballantyne for the Dockers joining us this morning. And don't forget, footy tipping. Just go to mix.com.au and see who we've tipped for this weekend. Don't follow our lead because we're rubbish.
No, I'm not doing so crash hot. I got 3 last week. There's $100 and a pair of steel blue work boots to be won every week, plus $5,000 cash for the top tipper of the season.